This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Queen Maxima of the Netherlands and discussed how India's digital public infrastructure-led revolution is making financial services more accessible and affordable while enhancing ease of living and empowering people at scale. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to meet Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, who is also the UN Secretary General's Special Advocate for Financial Health and a long-standing global voice for financial inclusion. PM Modi said that India remains committed to sharing its experience with partner countries worldwide. Queen Maxima is visiting India in her capacity as the United Nations Secretary General's Special Advocate for Financial Health. Ministry of External Affairs said that her visit reflects the shared commitment to advancing financial inclusion and draws on India's transformative experience in leveraging digital public infrastructure for inclusive growth and sustainable development. Prime Minister Modi will be on a state visit to Seychelles from 27th to 29th of this month to attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. Prime Minister last visited Seychelles in 2015. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that a contingent of the Indian Defence Forces, along with two Indian Navy ships, will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold talks with President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, and review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister will also address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of the Indian diaspora. In a major relief to industrial and commercial LPG consumers, government has removed all sectoral restrictions on the supply of non-domestic packed LPG and restored supplies to the levels prevailing prior to the West Asia crisis. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that the supply of bulk LPG, which had been suspended at the onset of the crisis, has been relaxed by 50% of the pre-crisis consumption levels, providing significant relief to commercial and industrial consumers. UP police has arrested 8 people named in the first FIR filed in Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra donation case. The FIR was filed following recommendations made by the special investigation team constituted on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The case was registered at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi police station on the written complaint of trust member Krishna Mohan. The FIR names Avinash Shukla, Anukalp Mishra, Lovkush Mishra, Manish Kumar Yadav, Kurnesh Pandey, Ram Shankar Mishra, Subhash Srivastav and Sri Ram Shankar Yadav alias Tinu, along with other unidentified accused. The International Monetary Fund Director of Communication Department, Julie Kozak, has said that India continues to be a major driver of global economic growth despite the economic impact of the Iran conflict and higher energy prices.
India's economy has been growing robustly, and it has been supported particularly by very strong domestic demand within India. We had projected growth at 6.5% in fiscal year 26-27, and that was a slight upgrade. That was in April, and that was a slight upgrade compared to what we had had in January. So 6.5% is still quite strong growth. We see that there's strong momentum that has continued in the first quarter of this calendar year. The economy in India had been growing in the first quarter at 7.8%.
In Venezuela, death toll in two powerful earthquakes has risen to 235. More than 1,500 people have been injured. Rescuers are searching through rubble in a rush to save lives after earthquakes struck near the capital yesterday. In the FIFA World Cup, Ecuador advanced to the knockout stage, beating Germany 2-1 in a Group E clash at the New Jersey Stadium early this morning. Gonzalo Plata's turned saviour as a resilient Ecuador pulled off a stunning 2-1 come-from-behind victory. Earlier, Ivory Coast also secured their place in the knockout stage for the first time with a comfortable 2-0 victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.